It is such a negative thing today that I have not changed my position on those jobs that are associated with that industry, having to do more with convenience stores than anything else. But it is not worth it, and it cost me more money to offset the negative opinion of that. Now, any company or any industry operating legally in this state is nothing scandalous or corrupt about anyone who is wanting to contribute to the political process. And so why would you accept money from one person if not another? I have never committed what's called quid pro quo, which is to do something for something. Nobody's ever even asked me to do that. And I've never discussed that with doing that with anybody. Anyone who has any interest in the political process can contribute. Now, there's a situation where someone who had been convicted of a felony for drug misuse, and a guy that lives in Virginia who contributed $3,000. I've just written a check to Crisis Assistance Ministry for $10,000, which covers, instead of giving it back to him, he contributed that money to me, and I've contributed to an entity that I think does a lot of good. We have people in this in Mecklenburg County and all across the state who cannot have heat because they don't have the money because of the high cost of fuel. So I've contributed, just to have done that, $10,000 to Crisis Assistance Ministry. I'm not bragging about that. That is an entity that I would contribute my own money to and plan to do that. But I don't see anything wrong with taking money from any legal entity, any legal operation in this state, as long as you're not doing it for a purpose, if not you're accepting it for a purpose. And I have not done that, and I do not do that, and will never do that.
So I want to make sure I'm clear. Will you be accepting money from the video poker industry? You said you're at that point where it becomes too much grief for the money you're getting.
I have not asked anyone in the video poker industry to contribute money to me, and we have fundraisers, and we'll look at the money that comes in and look carefully about what industry, who it came from. And if there's an inordinate amount of money from the video poker industry, then that just has such a negative connotation. It won't change how I feel about those people and their jobs, but I won't necessarily accept their money.
So you're at least considering it as something you're not writing off. You may, in fact, say, I'm not accepting that money.
That's if it costs me more to defend, you know, my campaign.